Greetings and welcome to The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the website and newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. An astute listener like yourself may have noticed there was not an episode published last week. That's because my traveling mic broke. Finding a replacement in the little tiny town I was in on Thanksgiving was an impossibility, so that didn't happen. But I am back in the studio now and have procured a replacement, so it shouldn't happen again. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 65th, highlighted six shows in either the complete series or season finale section, and three of them wrapped in the last few days. Cruise Control, a dramatized, improvised comedy series from Ari Goldberg, Pete Broderick, Jason Gus, and Asylum Podcasts, wrapped the entire series on the 30th of November. You can listen to all 175 episodes in only 148 hours. Yeah, you heard right, 148 hours of content for you. Radio Other, a dramatized, surreal horror comedy from Finley Cole, posted the season 1 finale on November 26th. Listen to the 20 current episodes in about 5 hours. The Wizard Scroll, a dramatized sword and sorcery sci-fi comedy from Chris R.R. Bowson and Fable and Folly, which, according to the creator, ain't your mama's Tolkien, posted the season 3 finale on the 25th of November. You can listen to the 37 current episodes in about 18 and a half hours. And be sure to listen to the end of the audio file to hear trailers or snippets from these shows.
This week.
With every issue, I make two recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is Everyone's Happy, a dramatized sci-fi series from Gravy Tree Media. Now, I'm a sucker for dystopian fiction, even stories like this one that aren't post-apocalyptic. It's a great plot, however, and excellent voice talent. You should listen. Here's the trailer.
So much I needed to share with you. I hope I get time. Everything isn't as perfect as it seems in this world, Parker, and it just about breaks my heart to be the one to have to tell you.
What is that crazy man doing?
Even from here, I can tell the man is terrified. But terror isn't something you see very often in the Dome.
Okay, when you're ready, could you state your name and designation for the recording?
In here, the system is always listening. It listens to us via our comms, and it watches too. We have to be happy.
Do you think you could understand the complexity of a medication so sophisticated it has changed our society beyond all recognition?
We're never going to agree on this.
This problem won't go away just because you avoid it.
I just want to be happy. Like everyone else. What's wrong with that?
You want to be brainwashed like everyone else.
Stop it. That's what you think, but I don't see it that way.
Everyone's Happy, a new audio fiction podcast, coming to your favorite platform soon.
I will know if you lie. I will know.
Everyone's Happy currently has 8 episodes for a listening time of under 5 hours, with Season 2 slated for next December. My next recommendation is Fulmer's Folly, a dramatized sci-fi series from Static Airwaves. Listen, you had me at Zombies on a Boat, and Fulmer's Folly kept me with incredible storytelling, outstanding acting, and exceptional sound design. Listen to the trailer.
He said, don't let her see anything.
What?
Dad said, don't let Penn see anything. What is there she shouldn't see?
Nothing.
You're lying. Dad says that when bad stuff's happening. He said that when we went to the marina. When the car. He told me not to look.
Oi, concentrate on the scope.
That's why I'm looking at this, so I don't see something.
You're looking at it to keep us safe, understand? Now shut up. Dad's almost at the boat.
Fulmer's Folly Season 1 has 9 episodes for about 8.5 hours of entertainment. Season 2 is planned, but has not yet been announced.
next week.
The latest issue of The End has 3 entries in the new season's coming soon section, and 2 of them start up again in the next few days. Tomorrow, to be exact. Season 2 of Armageddon Series, a dramatized fantasy series from Terry Tabiki, starts on the 1st of December. Catch up with the current 30 episodes in about 14 hours. Season 3 of Anki, Tales from the Past, a narrated dramatized sci-fi history of the world from Mario Portella, also starts on December the 1st. Catch up with the current 53 episodes in under 12 hours. And please remember that trailers or snippets for those two and the 3 shows I mentioned at the start of the episode are coming your way right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End. Last week, this week, and next week, for these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 65th issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your trailers or snippets. Cruise Control.
Alright, the cast is gone and the crew's in control. Welcome to Cruise Control. My name's Grant Lincoln, and this is the show Cruise Control, where myself and my 3 co-hosts, we dive deep into the world behind the camera. We dive deep. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hello, my name is Leopold Bordeaux. I am a costume designer and a wardrobe specialist for JAMP Productions, and I also... I aspire to branch out into set design and other art department duties, but right now I'm just in costumes and submitting my resume wherever I can. So if you see me, definitely offer me an opportunity to paint a set. Just a little joke.
Well, hey there, I'm Janet. You know, I'm really a writer at heart and in reality, but some know me around here as the PA. So I kind of do everything, a little bit of everything. You know, I'll hold your bags. I'll get you a freaking snack. I'll make sure all the kids are on set and in order. And yeah, just hanging on to what I get.
And hey, this is Dorsch. I'm here. You know, I do the action, get the stunts done, get the things rolling, explosives, lost limbs, babies exploding. That's everything I'm in.
Oh, that is everyone that you need to know. Again, we are working at JAMP Productions, and we are doing this podcast so I can get famous later on in life. I don't know if I fully introduced myself. Grant Lincoln, I run the property department here. I've been doing this job for feels like ever, but I finally wanted to make myself known. And you know, you guys know how crappy the cast and on camera talent treats us, so I figured we should take control. We should do something that we didn't get asked to do.
It feels good, to be honest. Tom Cruise slapped me in the face.
Cruise Control, a dramatized, improvised comedy series from Ari Goldberg, Pete Broderick, Jason Gus, and Asylum Podcasts, has reached the end of the entire series. Radio Other.
Due to unforeseen tech advancements, it seems that the entity is now allowing interdimensional media access, which is why I've decided something big. For years, this Slice of Life podcast has been like a diary for me. And now I think it should spread out to more timelines and more listeners. So from my timeline to yours, this is Radio Other. Hello, listeners and non-listeners. It's Vicky, formerly the one known as Vicky Other. However, the government is currently withholding my last name for safekeeping. I am currently looking for donations to borrow anyone in the meantime. I expect, however, that I will be getting my other one back. I don't think I could stand anything other than other. Speaking of the government, elections are coming up. I would ask who you're voting for, but I think we all know. In fact, it would be just false to deny it. There's only been one candidate for the past 80 years, anyways. Only one is even allowed. No one has managed to assassinate the Moth yet. If you would like to try, though, the position is open. Until then, however, place your voice in our rigged polls and vote Mothman. The Moth, the myth, the precedent. Now, what's new with me? Well, there was recently a problem at the blood drive nearby. I was not there, but my friend told my other friend, who told my probation officer, who told it to me with enough subdued confidence that, well, how could it feel like I wasn't there? I should say that we are talking about the blood drive, as in donating blood for important healthcare services such as transfusions, testing, and dark rituals, as opposed to the blood drive down the street, home of the Uncanny Valley's most unhinged sport. As mentioned a few episodes ago, I recently developed a third eye, which opens at random and sees into the void for a short period of time. In this time, I can see and understand everything in our cosmos known to us before it closes again.
Radio Other, a dramatized surreal horror comedy from Finley Cole, has reached the season one finale. The Wizard Scroll.
What's up, peeps? And welcome to The Wizard Scroll. Before diving into this episode, it's important to let you know that these earlier ones are a teensy bit rough around the edges. I'll put it this way. It was 2020. I was young, and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing at all. I was using a goddamn blue snowball ice, for Christ's sake, so forgive the mid-sound quality. Though The Wizard Scroll is a serialized story, I encourage and even recommend that you start your journey with one of my later offerings, such as episode 201 or 305. Just about anywhere is a fine jumping on point, though, so please, don't concern yourself with starting from the beginning. You can always come back and check these ones out later. It's later. Enjoy the show!
How's it going, ladies and folks? My name is Chris R.R. Bauzo, and this is my show. You're about to hear the first chapter of my ongoing Sword and Sorcery narrative, a story written, read, performed, and edited all by yours truly, all with your ears in mind. So sit back, relax, and allow me to unfurl The Wizard Scroll.
The Wizard Scroll, a dramatized sword and sorcery sci-fi comedy from Chris R.R. Bauzo and Fable and Folly, has posted the season 3 finale. Armageddon Series.
The wind whistled through Term's visor, and tears like slivers of diamond tickled the corners of his eyes. He strained, even with his half-elven eyesight, to see 6 chromaback dragons. The sun glinted off their scales like emeralds, though a few reflected as dark onyx. Riders sat astride them, perched between their outstretched wings. For the last several hours, even before he'd distinguished them, he'd suspected their enemy. Now that he'd confirmed the dragon riders weren't birds or griffins or some other creature, he tightened the grip on his reins. The Dragon Army's soldiers had never come so close to home. It was too bold. And one wing? What were they doing this far into Genova? The plains of Cyrix streaked along below, and wind whipped shreds of cloud past Term's face. His proud mustache fluttered, and cloak rippled, while about him, his wings spread in a loose heron formation. Their shining scale dragons' metallic hues glinted in contrast to the colored chromabacks of the Dragon Army. Another reminder of the two ancient tribes' many differences.
We have to move on them now, Commander!
San Rocketblade, his lieutenant, reacted aloud first. His hand whipped forward. Term sighed at San's impatience.
Hold yourself.
He'd barely heard the words, but read his gesture.
Dark Knights, Commander, we're going to lose them!
This isn't time for rash thought, Lieutenant.
San waved past the approaching forest, swirling his arm to signify the sea.
But the coast!
Pass the Modicaz, I know, San!
He'd heard enough words to catch the warning in San's voice. Dark Knights. That's what they called the Dragon Army's soldiers. It didn't matter. Not now. He wasn't going to make a maneuver that allowed escape if it failed. Not after spending the entire morning in pursuit. They had to catch them.
Soon, Sam. Soon.
Armageddon Series, a dramatized fantasy series from Terry Tabiki, starts up again soon. Enki, Tales from the Past.
Welcome to Enki, Tales from the Past. I am Ea, Prince Heir of Anu. I hail from Nibiru and journeyed to planet Ki over 13,000 years ago. Today, you call it Earth. As I set foot on this unknown world, I was filled with a mix of excitement and trepidation, unsure of what to expect. What mysteries awaited me on this strange planet? What adventures would I encounter? As I explored Ki, I encountered beings unlike any I had ever encountered before. It was an adventure filled with wonders and chaos, breathtaking landscapes, and profound spiritual practices. Through my journal entries, I will take you on a journey through the ages, from the earliest days of Ki to the present. I will share with you my observations of the creatures that erroneously call this planet home, their triumphs and their tragedies, and the secrets that lie hidden beneath the surface. So join me as we embark on a journey through time and space and uncover the mysteries of Planet Ki together. This is Enki, Tales from the Past. This narrative podcast is authored by Mario Portella.
Enki, Tales from the Past, a narrated and dramatized sci-fi history of the world from Mario Portella, starts up again soon. And that's it for the additional trailers or snippets. Once again, I am Evo Terra for the End. Cheers!